Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
In the wind, flower dress and your wheels they spin. Riding your bike down the beach in the night, truly such a fine sight. Think of the way it used to be. Look out, Vince, and expensive seats. I ain't changed, don't think you did either. You and me, babe, we're believers. Julie, let's hang out.
Julie, let's hang out a little longer. That is the last song of Crash Course for the Ravers, because it spilled into Acoustic Sailing. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. I'm Vin Maganzini, and for the next hour, you'll be hearing acoustic music and followed by freeform music. I would love you to call 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. But you have to do it right away, because there's a whole bunch of calls I have to get through. And please call in so I can play your music. My show will begin right after this.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. It's time for Acoustic Sailing to begin. I hope you're having a wonderful, meaningful weekend. And here we go. WMFO, Medford.
How come you don't come and PLP with me? Down in the middle no more. How come you turn off the TV? Is the sign on the door? Well, we call and we call. How come we say? What can make our boy head this way? So he's learned all of the lines now. And every time he don't stutter when he talks. It's true, it's true. Spires for the jazz when he walks. Wears his jacket and his old blue jeans. This ain't healthy, this is so kind of clean. And I think Chucky's in love. Chucky's in love. Chucky's in love. Chucky's in love. I don't believe what you're saying to me. This is something I have to see. Is it here? I look in the pool hall. Is it here? I looked in the drugstore. Is it here? No, you don't come here no more. But I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting behind us when we were at the Pantages. And whatever it is that he's got up his sleeve, I hope it wasn't contagious. What's her name? Is this her there? Oh Christ, he's even combed his hair. Is that her? What's her name? Oh, we're never gonna be the same. That's not her, and I know what's wrong. Cause Jack is in love with the little girl who sang the song. Don't you know that Jack is in love? Jack is in love. Jack is in love. Oh my. Jack is in love.
Ricky Lee Jones with the live rendition of Chuck E. is in Love. What do you think of that song? You like that song? I always did. Last week I played a bit of Bo Diddley and the Bo Diddley beat, and some people call it shaving a haircut, two bits, and other people call it genius. This is WMFO in Medford. We're going to do some variations on that. It's a short segment this time around. It's not going to be a long Bo Diddley beat, but let's start with this one. Here is the Bo Diddley beat.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Why do you try to cheat and trample people under your feet?
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat the crying man?
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat the crying man? Well, you better stop. It is the wrong umbile. Your lies still cheat and deceit in such a small, small game.
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat the crying man? Crying man, you better stop. It is the wrong umbrella. And stragglers come out on top.
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat the crying man?
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat the stagger man?
You better stop.
Hey, it is the wrong umbrella. Trample people under your feet.
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat a trying man?
Don't you know it is wrong
to cheat a trying man?
You better stop.
It is the wrong umbrella.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you with blue. Down the alley, ice wagon flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
From the dog, no smog, and mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope.
thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them fools tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching your MTV raps. What's the haps on the craps? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door, little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus, nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fine dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Ice Cube right there with It Was a Good Day, and I hope you're having a great day. This is WMFO in Medford, and I have all kinds of music lined up. And here's a track I haven't heard in a long time. It's a great song by the wonderful Echo and the Bunnymen, and it's called Rescue. And is it the blues I'm singing? That's what he says over and over.
Hello.
Is it the blues I'm singing? Check it out.
Cheers. just what I meant. Broke my neck, life's street spent. It was my fall from grace. It was my tiptoe eclipse. I'm sorry, lips, and I'm sorry, grace. It's just the blues I'm singing. It's just the blues I'm singing.
Up and my back was hurting, and they found out I was faking, and they sent me to the Jewish chaplain in the army. I didn't know there were Jewish chaplains. I thought Pat O'Brien was the. I didn't know Jews joined the army. I didn't know Jews were, let alone chaplains. And I went to this rabbi, and I said, Rabbi, because my sergeant said that you know, you got to go see your chaplain, Belzer, because you need help. So I went to the chaplain. I said, Chaplain, with all due respect, I think I need to see a psychiatrist. And he said, you know, Freud was a Jew, and the reason he became a psychiatrist was to discover his Jewishness. You don't need a psychiatrist. You need to discover why you're a Jew. And he lectured me on kosher food and choirs and how I could sing in the Army Jewish Choir and eat kosher food. And I said, really, Rabbi, I need to see a psychiatrist. He said, you have to discuss. Do you have a girlfriend? I said, no. He said, did you ever have? I said, yeah. Was she Jewish? Good. Like, everything was revolved around Judaism, which was the farthest thing from my mind then. I just wanted to get out of the Army. Finally, I was allowed to go to the psychiatrist, and I, having had a little college, I knew every freshman psychology phobia. So I said that I went to bed, I was suicidal, I hated my mother, I was afraid of women. I just did every cliche in psychology, and I got out.
That's amazing.
I hope no one's listening.
That's probably
from
one
the Pentagon.
One of your most convincing performances.
Yeah, and I never do this on stage. Maybe I should tell them my Army story on stage.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. There's a lot more. I mean, it's a 40-minute story. I'm really brutally paraphrasing this story.
Did you ever think to yourself, what happens if I'm discovered that this is just an act?
What's that?
When you were trying to get out of the Army and faking.
Well, I think that it's kind of like partially. They knew that.
Thank you.
you singing, of course, Billy Bragg and Wilco with California Stars off of Mermaid Avenue. Sing it, Jeff. I'll play anything you want to hear. Just call me at 855-915-9636 and I'll play something just for you. On today's show, we heard Ricky Lee Jones, The Clash, Bo Diddley, Ice Cube going out to Emma. We heard Echo and the Bunny Man. They sang Rescue. And I just love that part when he sings about, is this the blues I'm singing? He's not sure what the hell he's doing. He's singing a song and he's just shouting it out. Is this the blues I'm singing? Is this the blues I'm singing? In case you missed it, here's a little bit more Echo and the Bunny Man singing about the blues.
Is this the blues I'm singing? Is this the blues I'm singing?
He really wants to know, is it the blues he's singing? Is it the blues I'm singing? Is it the blues I'm playing? This is WMFO in Medford. We play the blues, we play the Bo Diddley beat, and we also play the birds doing the Bo Diddley beat, and here they are doing it just for you. I hope you enjoy it. WMFO in Medford. It's the birds with Don't Doubt Yourself, Babe.
Don't doubt yourself, babe. Let your feet stand up for your beliefs, babe. I know what's running through your mind. You think you ought to capture time. Make love, walk the straight and narrow. Oh, don't doubt yourself, gal. Let what's inside be your guide, you know darn well. For all the wrongs been done to you, it's making you prettier, so don't be blue. The life you live and what you've been through, you're lucky. Oh, don't doubt yourself when daylight fades and darkness begins. It's only come to show you that you're the one who knows where it's at. The rest you think they've got it pat, know nothing. Don't doubt yourself, cause at the end of your words no one applauds. The truth is proven to be found, hard to take the first time around. So don't you worry, it's gonna be alright.
And then when he gets older, you know, oi, oi, once upon a time, you dressed so fine, you threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you? People called Shady Red Doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they was all kidding you. And so on.
Leaves were falling, just like embers.
enjoy. They're not enjoyers, they're critics. Sure. People come and have a great time. The critics come and try to figure out what's wrong and what's right. You know, so it's a job for them when they go to a show. My heart goes out to them, I tell you. The show that I saw it as a film while we were doing it, while we were putting it on, you know, something that could be seen there in the hall and also be seen by cameras and have a good effect. And,
Buffalo Springfield, because he is such a craftsman, such an artist, the way he played, he's so good. And there wasn't anything he'd go for that he wouldn't get, you know.
Right.
And that's fun to play with.
Your relationship with Stills has been sort of tempestuous over the years, up and down.
I think we have a pretty good relationship, actually.
But do you need creative friction to make stuff really work or not?
Well, we have friction all the time because we're like brothers, you know. Mm. We've been through a lot of stuff, and we've each done things that the other, was surprised at here and there. But, you know, God, the guy's got to be like one of my closest friends in my life.
Yeah.
You know, just because of what we've been through together. And I love him, so.
Playing was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day, about the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. You never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz, second best surfer on the Central Coast, had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos, and I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with, it had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting. Filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. I doubt you'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. In a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time looked like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows and brown rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. Back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand.
James McMurtry, that's going out to Cassidy. Cassidy introduced me to James McMurtry and his world. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's time for the rundown. On today's program, here are all the songs you heard on today's Acoustic Sailing. We started off with Ricky Lee Jones with Chuck E's in Love. It was a live acoustic rendition from Naked Songs Live and Acoustic. And we heard two by The Clash, both from London Calling, their great double record album or double record set, probably their best album. The Clash doing Hateful and then Wrong and Boyo. Both of them have kind of a Bo Diddley beat. And guess what? We heard Bo Diddley after that with Who Do You Love from Robert Plant's Jukebox. Then it was Ice Cube going out to Emma. We heard It Was a Good Day from his Greatest Hits collection. Echo and the Bunnymen did a live version of Rescue from Live in Liverpool. Billy Bragg and Wilco sang California Stars from Mermaid Avenue. We heard some comedy by Richard Belzer. That's from a CD that Terry Gross and Fresh Air put out called Laughs. The Byrds, from their very first album called Mr. Tambourine Man, we heard the song Don't Doubt Yourself, Babe. Then it was Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with Killing the Blues from Sandblasters, a Raising Sand companion by Mojo. Neil Young was in there with Buffalo Springfield again from Silver and Gold. And then it was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Only Love Can Break Your Heart from the CSNY 1974 release. Of course, we ended the set with James McMurtry doing Canola Fields, and that's for you, Cassidy. I hope you're doing well, everyone, this weekend. I hope you're having a wonderful, meaningful weekend. This is WMFO.org. You can find us at 91.5 FM if you're in the Boston area. We're brought to you by the great folks here at Tufts University. This is a freeform station. We play no commercials. We play music that you want to hear. I'm pretty sure Ella's up next. Call her at 855-915-9636. She's a Tufts student, and she would love to hear from you. It's 855-915-9636. She might even play a song for you. This is WMFO in Medford, and remember, the two most important days of your life are, one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. Have a wonderful, meaningful weekend. This has been Magazzini signing off. You are listening to WMFO Medford.